The Chemical Reporter.
Hi, it's me, Jeff, your Chemical Reporter. Today we have a question from Jonathan in Essex, England. He wants to know, what are bioplastics? Bioplastics might look artificial, but they sure act like they're organic. When you toss them on a compost heap, for example, they simply disappear. There's no magic involved, though. Compostable bioplastics disintegrate in nature without leaving a trace. They decay when they come into contact with dirt or organic garbage. Within a few short months, the bacteria in the soil break them down. To put it bluntly, they've been devoured. At first, it seems strange to mention the words bio and plastic in the same breath, but if you think about it, all plastics actually come from nature. Plastics are made up of what are called polymers, a word that comes from ancient Greek. Poly means many, while meros means parts. Polymer therefore means having many parts, and boy, they do. Polymers are made up of long chains of what are called monomers, which can be linked with each other in a variety of ways. Monomers, in their turn, are molecules, chemical compounds that can belong to a variety of different classes of substances, such as alcohols, acids, or salts. You can find polymers all over the place in nature. Cellulose, for example, which is the main chemical component in wood. Starches are other polymers that occur naturally. Anyone who has ever eaten corn on the cob or mashed potatoes know what they are. With plastics, engineers have simply elaborated on this natural theme, creating polymers from fossil fuels such as crude oil. The problem is, after they're made, most plastics can't be broken down by natural processes. That's because of the construction of the molecular chains. Soil bacteria just can't get a grip on the chains to split them up into smaller pieces. Compostable bioplastics, on the other hand, are made of compounds that provide bacteria with a foothold for breaking the polymers down into smaller components. Within 3 to 6 months, bacteria can dismantle bioplastics into little more than CO2, water, and soil. When you're designing a compostable bioplastic, you therefore aren't only looking at how nature makes a polymer, but also how nature breaks it down. Some bioplastics are made partially or completely from sustainable resources such as cornstarch. Bacteria have no problems breaking down polymers made directly from organic substances like these. But plastics made from petrochemicals like oil can also be dismantled by bacteria in search of food. The decisive factor is whether the molecular chains have been constructed in such a way that bacteria are able to split them apart. That said, not every plastic should be biodegradable. After all, what would you think if your new pair of skis, or the plastic components in the tires on your car, slowly started to disintegrate at some point? In many areas, plastic is the material of choice because it holds out for a long time against bacterial attacks. But there are plenty of applications where it would be great if plastic only retained those characteristics for a limited time. It would be fantastic to be able to chuck compostable bioplastic packaging for vegetables or fruit straight into the organic garbage, for example. Or mulch films, the plastic foil wrappers farmers sometimes use to cover fields. Wouldn't it make sense to just plow them back under after the harvest to become plants in their turn? I'm going to make like bioplastics now and just disappear. But not forever, of course, so listen up next time with plenty of other cool and interesting stuff from the world of chemistry. Until then, this is Jeff, your Chemical Reporter.
Do you have a question concerning chemistry in your everyday life?
Ask the Chemical Reporter and send an email to
chemicalreporter@BASF.com.
BASF, the chemical company.